Can you buy happiness? The discussion we had, something I've dealt with my entire life, where if I happen to get down in the dumps, I happen to be feeling like I got a little lead in my soul, I buy something and I feel good for a moment, and then it fades, and then the dumb thing shows up. It goes on a shelf, and I'm back to being depressed, and it's square one. We discussed and went over a study about, can you really buy happiness? On the best of Justin Scott and Spiegel. Buy happiness. It's a philosophical question as old as time. Just a few steps back from the annoying question, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Dog a sandwich?
It's not, and we'll never discuss that. So, yeah, people are checking in here and there saying having money only eliminates one problem. You still have all the same problems as everyone else.
Sometimes you have more problems.
Mm-hmm. Speaks, what say you? You know your way around a dollar. You're good with money. You've always been one of my friends that you've been very, very good with money. You're not tight with money, but you're not a spendthrift. You're good with what you do.
The question is, does money buy happiness? And I think it depends. It's not a black or white situation. I think it can buy good health care.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Buy boats and pleasurable items.
Yeah.
But can it buy friends?
Yes.
Can it buy friends?
Well, that's like the whole thing about you buy a giant mansion, but you're sitting in it alone. Do you know?
Yes.
Oh, it can buy friends, all right. Love you, Pete. Love you, Dave. That you get people that, you know, you could buy a better quality of life, like educationally. You can go to a better school. You can, I mean, look at it at like at a grocery level. People with more money can just buy better quality food than someone that might be struggling to make ends meet. And they've got to, guess we're having ramen and boiled potatoes again tonight versus the person that, I mean, when's the last time you went into Whole Foods, a.k.a. Whole Paycheck? All that stuff so fresh and so organic. And so, my God, I've got to put a down payment on avocados.
Whole Paycheck.
Whole Paycheck. Let's jump to the phones. Let's go to, oh, is this our old pal, Blind Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Debbie. Hey. Now, Debbie, for example, hypothetically, you can't see. So what if I could buy you a brand new pair of cybernetic eyes? Would that make you happy?
Yes, it would.
Well, there you go.
Because then I could see everybody I've never seen.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I got to bump into Blind Debbie this past weekend, by the way, Saturday. Big old hug, peck on the cheek. Saw her at that Wendy's in Millersville. You look lovely.
Blind Debbie, have we ever asked you, out of the three of us, who do you find the most attractive?
I think you did when I was in studio, and it was a really hard question to ask because there's certain things about each one of you. If I could put them all together, you'd be the perfect man.
Oh,
that's why we're the perfect show.
Oh, yes. The intellect of a Josh Spiegel, the wit and whimsy of a Justin Schlegel, and the of a Scott Reardon.
You got it, baby.
There you are. There you are, sweetie. So what do you say overall, Debbie? You're someone that's lived a life. You know a thing or two about a thing or two. Money, does it buy happiness?
I think it could make things comfortable and less worry. So if you have both of those gone, then yes, I think you could be happier. But I don't think it would buy total happiness.
Okay.
Exactly.
Philosophical.
Hey, Speaks, this reminds me, didn't you do a story a few years back where they actually came up with a figure that they said, when you reach this amount of money that you can have, the happiest you're going to get, and then anything over that just doesn't equate to happiness. I think it was $70,000.
It was in the neighborhood of $70,000, $75,000.
Like, if you have $70,000 to your name, you're happy.
Yeah, and I don't know where they got that.
Does that seem like a low number to you?
Yes.
No, I think that's if you
does.
Make if you make that a year, that year that equals happiness.
Well,
and if you're below that, you're sad, and if you're anything above that, is just it doesn't matter.
I think my family would like to chime in. It's like stumble upstairs drunk again for dinner. Oh, what are we having, Sloppy Joe? Good.
From Sloppy Justin. Sorry.
Yeah, somebody said they had a great text. Where did it go? Money can buy happiness if you are coming out of poverty into comfort, not necessarily excessive wealth.
And Jen, who is the show psychologist and certified smoke show, the number of mental health issues that would be alleviated by financial security. Oh, my God. She said she'd happily find a new career path. She'd have less people to treat because in my case, the past few years, you guys know to an annoying extent, I've been trying to really lean into retirement. I need to get my ducks in a row, get my affairs in order. And I have a feeling it's not going to be putting my feet in the sand and pouring a pina colada down my throat and somebody putting a lay on me when I get off the plane to Hawaii. It's knowing that I'm good and my bills are paid and my kids got what they need. That's going to be a level of comfort that's going to be happiness for me.
That's all I want.
That's all I want
in life. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, I've achieved what I want to achieve. I have the friends that I have that I love. I got a career that I enjoy. That's it. It's just once I know that I'm done with it, that they can continue to live well and I can be comfortable, maybe once a year, I don't know, go to Toronto for 3 days, go to Vegas, the low blackjack table, $10 buy-in. That's fine. That's all I need. The fat man says money can't buy happiness. It's actually a misquote. Believes the original quote is closer to the pursuit of wealth never ends in happiness.
Yeah, I'll see.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue to pursue wealth.